Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
P, I'm your show host, Bo Marshani, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our fantastic guests. And we talk about fantastic. Today's guest, Louisiana Lafayette, raging Cajun running back. He's a big, elusive, power back, downhill-type runner, and there's a lot to like about him. It's none other than Trey Regis. He was also a Sun Belt standout. So many accolades, too much to mention in this short amount of time because we want to talk and find about as much as we can about this young man. But with that said, Trey, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Man, we were excited when I found out that you were going to be one of our guests this evening. I definitely got a little pep in my step because I know you got a nice draft five, and we just kind of wanted to pick up on that wave and kind of ride it into April. But, I mean, growing up, I mean, were you always the kid toting the rock, or was that a position that kind of came later in your football life?
Oh, since I started playing football, I've always been running the rock. But as I got a little older, like for the park ball level, they had like a weight limit. So, like, certain games I'd be overweight to be able to run the ball.
Also, and a lot of I hear that a lot. Different places to have those weight things, and does that make you a little tougher because you're playing with kids usually a little bigger, and you might be the younger.
Not really. You know, that's made it pretty easier than anything. And just having weight limits, you know, it kind of take away exactly what players could do.
Nice. And you were also you start doing your thing. What point do you know you're running back in your football career? I mean, junior varsity, varsity. I mean, when do you know that this is your position?
Oh, I'll say back in middle school. I kind of figured out that I'm a pretty good running back, and out of all positions I played, I think I like running back the best.
Well, you've definitely, I mean, it's worked out for you. Anyone growing up, I mean, was there a particular running back that you looked up to when you were a young man?
I won't say not really, but I remember back when we were playing park ball, a lot of other parents there compared me to, what was his name? It's a running back for the Saints. It was him and Reggie Bush at the time.
George Rogers,
He's running back, not Ricky Williams.
Yeah, not Deuce McAllister.
Deuce McAllister, that's what it was. That's who they compared him to.
Fair enough.
That's excellent. Now I'm curious. So you start doing your thing at the collegiate level, and Trey, you know this as much as anybody. You could arrive at Louisiana Lafayette, and you don't have the success you do. How long does it take? Because you really kind of come out of the gate pretty quick and had that success. But for you personally, when do you kind of realize that you have that NFL makeup and NFL skill set?
I guess when I played Texas A&M, it's kind of like showed me that I could play playing a high level against others, just against other players with a high level profile. So it kind of opened up to me that that I could play with the big boys.
And then the success kind of follows with that. Now, take us through this. You were invited down to the Shrine Game, but it was canceled due to COVID. But you had the virtual training sessions and the virtual interaction with teams. What was that experience like for you?
Pretty good. Kind of different, you know. You know, you're really used to being in front of people, so being behind a camera is kind of, you know, kind of it's different than what you're wasting season used to, normally used to. So, but I mean, pretty much the same. You know, football is football. So it's all about X and O's.
Yeah, fair enough. It is about X's and O's. I'm curious. I ask all the guys that come on the show, Trey. I mean, if we threw you in the film room, you're watching tape with these NFL scouts. I call them your hallmark home run type abilities. What do you think scouts are going to love about you that can get you on that 53-man roster?
Just my ability to really do just about everything on the backfield and also all the special teams.
Like special teams?
Yeah, I like special teams. Special teams really change the games. You know, the one kickoff, one punt return could change the game. One punt block could change the game. So I think special teams are one of the most important parts of football.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what goes unnoticed? And we just asked this to benefit you. I mean, it could be film study, team captain, weight room warrior. Maybe some of the offensive philosophies at Louisiana Lafayette didn't allow you to showcase certain aspects of your game. I mean, what do these teams need to know about?
I think my ability to make people miss by just not just like clearly, you know, everybody know I can run smart over, but my wiggle, I think I got more wiggle than people give me credit for.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture in my notes. I have effective downhill runner, and I call you deceptively elusive. Is that a fair enough assessment?
Yes, sir. I was just saying.
Yeah, man. Like you said, you do.
You called it the wiggle, but you're deceptive out there. I think people. You know what it is, Trey? I think people look at your size and they just don't think you could be that shifty. You know what I mean? If you were if you were 210 pounds, that's all they would talk about. But and then you have the power. I watched one play. I want to say it was against Alabama, and you might have gained a yard. Any other running back? I shouldn't say any other running back. I'd say 9 out of 10 other running backs though lose yards. But you almost broke 3 tackles, and then you got to the edge, and you still got tackled, but you picked up yards. I mean, it was just. Granted, a yard, 1 yard run, but it was one of the better runs I've seen. It just shows so much burst and ability to shake off tacklers and fight for the hard yardage. I mean, are you an angry runner? I mean, what's that mindset? I mean, what makes you so physical when you need to be?
I think I'm really a relaxed runner. I know I just know how to absorb contact, and I won't say I run angry. I just really just run the ball. So I'll just say really get me to get to a point where it usually little situations where I know if I need if I have to get this yard or I have to run them over so I can make a play. So usually I'll just fall down to what kind of situation it is and during the game.
Let me ask you this question. You've been down at Bomberitos. You're training down there, one of the finer facilities, and Pete and his staff do a great job of getting you guys there. You say you've been down there for 2 months. So from the day you arrived till today, Trey, I mean, are you looking in the mirror more and more, seeing all the results?
Oh, yes. Actually, the first 2 weeks, I could see, the big difference from when I was training at school versus training out here. All the baby fat I had in my body just was completely gone in just 2 weeks.
Wow. Pretty impressive. What's your height weight right now?
I'm about 5'10". Right now I weigh 218.
Feel great at 218? Feel good?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel the best at 215, though. So by the time pro day come around, be around 215.
When is pro day?
March 29th.
That's 29th.
You got about another month of training, or about 4 or 5 weeks. I think you guys have to go a week early to get COVID prepared. I think you have to pass the test. I believe. I'm not sure. Well, I'm sure all schools are different, but I know that's some of the protocol.
I think it's a certain state. you got to say the state, certain cities got that protocol. But I think where my university is located at, I don't think you need to take a COVID test or anything.
Okay.
Fair enough. Once again, Trey Regas here on the C2P, the Raging Cajun standout running back, taking some time and share what he brings to this 2021 NFL draft table. And he mentioned that wiggle is deceptively, I think that he, because he's a bigger back, but he definitely has it, and he can beat you any way you want. He can just power over you, or he can wiggle around you. But nonetheless, he's going to be productive in what he does. And this is one thing I think it stands out: 6 yards per carry career average, and that's big time football. Sun Belt, 6 yards per carry. That's no joke, Atlanta, like I said. And you showed the ability to catch the ball. You had those 25 receptions in 2018. So we know you definitely have the hands to be a productive guy out of that backfield, Trey. How about this one? When you look at your, outside X's and O's and football and all this, I mean, what are other passions? What else do you just love doing with your life?
I like playing video games. And, whenever I get outside, I like going. I just like going out. Just being out in the world, just experiencing new events, just learning new things.
Well, man, we're almost out of time. We always like to have some fun before we end the program. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Okay.
Okay. Billy Napier, your head coach. Does he have any pet peeves at practice that would make him kind of get a little mad or upset that you guys would do that maybe joke around about now?
I think his biggest pet peeve is just not knowing what to do. And
really?
Not knowing your job was his biggest pet peeve. What you wear it out in practice, he wouldn't really get mad about it, he'll joke around about it, but he was kind of, I won't say strict, but he was kind of like, make you to wear your uniform when you're out in practice properly.
That's one of our favorite questions, to find out what sets these coaches off. Not set them off, but just, again, pet peeves. It's something that annoys them that, you're not going to get in trouble for. But nonetheless, draw some words. How about this one? Any game day superstitions?
Yes, kind of. So, the past 2 years, I've been wearing my retainer as a mouthpiece. And I just, like, if I feel like I'm not wearing my retainer, I just feel like I don't feel like myself, kind of wise. So really just making sure I got my retainer.
That's a different one, man. I like that one. The final one, this draft will be closing in on us soon enough. After that pro day, man, I mean, you're going to be skyrocketed into the draft process. But with that said, Trey, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that draft weekend?
Can you repeat the question? You kind of broke up a little bit.
Draft weekend, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that weekend?
I'll say my uncle, and I would like for him to prepare a big pot of gumbo.
So your uncle has the best recipe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he got the best recipe for when it comes to gumbo. So, actually crawfish would be real good too. Now that I think about it, for his crawfish season. So a nice crawfish would be real nice too.
Okay, that's your day. That's your weekend. I mean, it's time for you to celebrate and kind of rejoice in everything you've accomplished and everything you're about to accomplish. But with that said, Trey, thanks for sharing some time with us. We can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. Stay hungry, stay humble, and be blessed.
Okay, thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Trey Regas. And this kid, I mean, he watches stuff, man. The kid just impresses you in so many different ways when he has the ball within his hands. Like I said, he's elusive, but he's powerful all in one thing. He has the size. He has the speed. And, again, I can't wait to kind of see him get his shot at the next level. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.